Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our parish worship this morning. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowd, "I tell you, do not worry about your life or what you will eat or what you will drink or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body not more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." This is the Gospel of the Lord. So I wonder what you have created. Anyone want to share what they have created? Or is it all just for them and nobody's going to see? Oh, wow. You might have to take this. I should have got the other mic. And I didn't think about it.
I'll tell you what it's supposed to be.
It looks amazing.
It's a blue rose.
It is very cool. It's a blue rose. You might have to take it round so people can see, because it is very good. I'm very impressed. In what, 20 minutes? 20 minutes that's taken.
But in that, it doesn't exist, does it?
So. Well, no, true.
And wouldn't it be lovely?
That is very true. That is very, very true. Everyone just needs... With the risk of feeding back, I'm going to walk down this way. Well, there's no better or no worse. It's fine. It's everyone's creation. The whole thing about being a creator means that you can create whatever. And no one's is better than anyone else's. Oh, no, I think one's just got dropped at the back. It might go... What have we got over there? We've got dinosaurs by the look of that. Are they friendly dinosaurs that don't eat people? Excellent, that's what we want. Friendly dinosaurs. Anyone else willing to share? Oh yeah, no, we're at the back. I'm hoping I'm not going to feed back too much if I walk this way.
I've made what initially looks like a May Festival float.
A May Festival float at the back out of Lego.
I just grabbed a bag of just a handful and I pushed them all together and I thought it's a bit like us. We're all a huge conglomeration of different things, and yet we all come together into a piece.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's my sermon. Thank you very much. Juliet, what have we got here?
I made, past tense, the most beautiful dog.
Oh, yes, it was.
But the legs dropped off. So it's now a sausage dog.
Excellent. That's what we like.
I've made a very fat yellow dove.
I'm not sure that would fly.
Exactly. It won't fly, but it's trying to fly.
Excellent.
And peace is trying to succeed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Excellent. 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 Anyone else? I'm just going to walk down this side. At the risk of... Anyone else want to... Oh, hello.
This is a very special creature called a friendimal. So it searches out people who are in need of a friend.
And nice.
Then once they don't need them anymore, it moves on and turns into something else.
So. Oh, I like that. A friendimal. I like that. That's very cool. Anyone down here want to share what we've made? Coming round.
I've made a bed that you can eat.
A bed that you can eat? My word. Does it have a particular taste?
Maybe marshmallows.
A marshmallow bed. That sounds nice. Is that so that as you sleep, you can just have a little nibble of it?
Yes.
Yeah, good plan. I like that. Anyone else? Anyone else want to share? Was there one more? Oh, turn around, walk away. Right, what have we got down here?
Sweeties.
You've made sweeties. Excellent. Is that what they, what are they over there? Are they sweeties?
Yeah.
Nice. What flavour are your sweeties?
Strawberry.
Ice cream.
Ice cream flavoured sweeties. Nice. That is very, are they just ice cream flavoured or is there another flavour as well?
Just ice cream flavour.
Just ice cream flavour. Nice. You won't, you can't see this, but the table is like got little bits of Play-Doh all the way around it. For their sweets that taste of ice cream. There's so much in the Bible reading that we heard Dan read from Genesis of the creation of the world that we could look into today, but we're not going to, because we would be here forever and a day. But we have an amazing world that God has created for us, that we live in. And the thing is that God saw that it was good. So, as much as your creations are amazing as well, and imaginative and great, what are some of the things that we see in the world around us that God has created that are good? So, I'd like you to shout them out for me, and I hopefully can write them down. Although, as some of the PCC discovered a couple of weeks ago, my spelling is not great. So bear with me on that. What's good in the world around us?
Kindness.
Was that kindness? Anything else? Love.
Thinking more basic, like sunsets.
Yeah, absolutely. Nature.
Trees.
All things I can spell, we're doing well.
Faith.
Faith. Translated from the back to the front as cake. But we'll put cake on there as well.
Tolerance.
Tolerance, yeah. Anything else in the world that we have is good. Hang on one moment, I'm going to go this way. You have a keep thinking. What else is good in the world?
A new pen.
A new pen. New pens. Pens are good things. People who are teachers will agree with that. New pack of pens. New pack of pens in our house is loved. Anytime. Yeah, absolutely. Pets. Anything else that we think is...
Creativity.
Oh my goodness. I think... Patience. Yeah, see, that is going to test my spelling. Oh, there's some more hands up over there. Thank you very much for the point. What else is good?
Spellings.
Not sure about that one. Anything else?
Food. Fresh water.
Fresh water and food as well as spellings. There we go.
Rest.
Was that hope? There we go.
Music.
I'm just about to go and start my sermon and people keep shouting. Music, always good. We've got people, was that? Absolutely. People are, on the whole, inherently good. We only ever hear about people who are not so great on the news, but actually, yeah, most of the time, people are good. Right, one more this way. One more. What's good?
Ice cream!
Is that what you were going to say? Or have you got a different one? What are you going to say?
Birthday parties.
Birthday parties and ice cream. Absolutely. My writing is getting worse and worse. There we go. Excellent. We have a huge list here of what is good in the world. And we could continue this morning thinking, and we could just completely fill the page, probably, with things that we see as good in the world. I saved the best one for last, because each day, and I say day loosely because I don't know whether a day was 1,000 years or 1,000 years was a day, as it says in the Bible, but God saw that everything he had made was good. The light and the darkness, the sky, the land, the seas, the plants, the sun and the moon, the living creatures in the seas and in the air, and the animals of every kind on the land. But then also us humans, you and me, we're created in the image of God, a God who designed something like a giraffe with a really long neck, or a stingray that lives in the sea, or those horrible, scary creatures of the depths of the sea that are scary and we can't see. He designed and created all of them. And that God created us too. To be a creator is to believe that there is good around us and to see that good in others as well around us. And we're also here on earth to look after it. We've been given it by God, and we're also here to help it survive, to ensure that it continues to be a place where we can live. And we have to do whatever we can to do that, be that planting flowers and wildflowers and maintaining our gardens to be wild gardens at times in order to help insects and other animals survive. I cannot tell you how much I hate the smell of lavender. It's just one of those smells I cannot stand. Can't stand it to touch, can't stand it to smell, I just don't like it. Laura will attest to this. But we have it in our garden. We have it in the front garden, we have it in the back garden. And it stays. Because the bees absolutely love it. Last summer, it was just, they were everywhere. They didn't bother us in the slightest. But they just absolutely loved the lavender. So I will put up with the lavender, particularly in the back garden, even though I cannot stand it at all. But the bees love it. And actually, where would they go? Where else would they go? They'd have to hunt somewhere else to find another plant to be on. So if we can do our bit by doing that, absolutely. We are the ones created in God's image to love and to care for the world that we live in, and also to look after one another, as we are doing with the collection. I don't know if some of you have seen the collection in the Millennium Room, of the amount of stuff on the shelf there, ready to be packed up and sent out to the Ukraine. One of my favourite Bible verses is, "We love because God first loved us." And I use that a lot when I'm doing wedding services, because I believe it's true. And it's from that original love that we're able to feel love for our families, our friends, our children, pets, other animals in creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the flowers. I could go on and on. And we live in a world where it's not always that good. We live in a world where we hear that people from around the world, where they live, is not always a good place to live, that their rulers and their leaders are not necessarily good people with their best interests at heart. But none of that takes away that experience. None of that takes from their experience away what we've listed today as good. Everything in the world, all of these things, other things, are good. And that's where we end up today. So we can be thankful to God for what we have, for those weird, scary sea creatures that we see in Finding Nemo, for cute and cuddly cats that we see on the internet, for the trees that bear fruit and give shade, for the flowers that are small but bring amazing colour to the world we live. We can be thankful to God, our Creator, for all of those things. Amen. And we bring all our prayers together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.